Just briefly, when we look at the Gulf states, they've been hit by Iran. It's not clear how much they're going to get involved in this conflict, but how might they be feeling about Donald Trump right now?
Well, I imagine them being divided because on the one hand, they saw him, and they were right to see him, as a chum, as an ally, a friend for them, a business partner. Their whole strategy has been to act as if they were a kind of oasis within the Middle East where, yeah, crazy stuff might be going on other places, but here in these Gulf states, you can do business, profitable business. There can be tourism. There can be international sporting events, art institutions, museums that we're going to create in Abu Dhabi and elsewhere, this sort of island of commerce, of wealth, tourism, prosperity, and stability. And so, yeah, in the backyard, there may be crazy things happening, but you're safe here. That whole strategy has, in a way, been upended by this, because notice what was struck so early on, within day one or day two, the Iranians hit Dubai airport, they hit hotels. That was to quite literally blow up what had been the Gulf states' premise, the strategy, which was to say we can have normal, predictable, safe lives here. Tourists going to Dubai as if they were going to, you know, the Costa del Sol in Spain. At first, they may have been furious with Donald Trump for messing with their stability in this way, attacking Iran, knowing that this would be the response. But the fact that the Iranian response came so directly, not at military targets hitting U.S. bases in the Gulf, but at these civilian, as it were, targets, hotels, airports, did that make them then think, well, you know what, in that case, finish the job, take out this Iranian regime, because we cannot have hanging over us this kind of sword of Damocles, this rogue regime in Tehran that can disrupt everything we've built here. You know, the fact that these airlines are all seized up, airspace closed, tourists stranded, this is terrible for their brand, if you like. And so you can imagine them saying, in that case, we would not have supported you starting this because it was bound to cause instability. But now you have Israel, the United States, you've got to win this thing and take out this regime once and for all, because we can't afford to risk this happening again. So their calculation may be changing, but I think it would be, it's not what they, just like MAGA voters, didn't bargain for Donald Trump being the guy to start this kind of thing. They too will have been surprised and disappointed. This is not what they expected from Donald Trump, the guy they wanted to just do deals and business with. This kind of war and upheaval is bad news for them.
Not what they expected. I feel like that's generally the description for Trump 2.0. Jonathan, you'll continue to cover this on Politics Weekly America as it goes on, as well as all the other movements. Thank you so much for your time. It's great to see you.
Thank you.
That was Guardian journalist and host of Politics Weekly America, Jonathan Friedland. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Rafka Tuma, Karishma Luthria and Miles Herbert. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koenig. And the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story and Politics Weekly America wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.